Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are going to, from what I understand, be shutting down Region 4 again Wednesday because COVID or something. And we have to deal with this. We have to deal with being in the bluest of blue states. And there's something we can do about that. And Amy Ellick is one of those individuals who can do something about that. She's running for state representative in Illinois' District 111. She is looking to unseat Democrat Madigan-placed Monica Bristow, and she joins us now. Amy, it's a pleasure to have you back here. Thanks for coming on the show with us.
Hi, Annie. Thanks for having me back.
First things first, how are you feeling about your chances of winning this seat away from the Democrats in the 111th State House District?
Well, the race is going really well. I'm very happy with how it's going. We just now, for the next 8 days, have to continue talking to voters, sharing my message, making sure they get out to vote. We're doing that every week by hitting thousands of doors. And it's really been just a personal joy for me to get to talk to so many people in the 111th over the last year, really. And I feel good. I feel good.
Good.
Amy Ellick, where do you stand on these closures and what Governor Pritzker has been doing across the state?
Well, my heart is breaking this week for the businesses that are already struggling. This week-by-week approach that the governor seems to be taking is just making this worse. He is singling out small businesses, especially bars and restaurants, and we still can't see the data and research that he's using to make his decisions on. And I'm afraid that this is the final nail in the coffin for many restaurants, especially, who can't seat people outside in the cold, the rain, the snow, like the weather we're having today. This is just devastating to businesses, both the owners, but especially their employees and their families who rely on that income from their job. So this is a really hard time for all of us in Region 4.
Amy Ellick joining us right now. She's running for state rep in the Illinois District 111. The person you're challenging, Monica Bristow, she has taken over $1 million from Mike Madigan again. And she seems to be, from what I've understood, that she would support Mike Madigan again for the speakership if he were to run. And she would cast her vote for Mike Madigan. What kind of support do you have for the Madigan empire in Springfield? And what would you do if you were elected to try to stop what he's done so far?
Well, first of all, I would never vote for Mike Madigan as speaker. He is the problem, and electing more conservative Republicans is the solution in Illinois. He's actually gifted her with over $2 million now since July 1st. So he is heavily invested in trying to save this seat and saving Monica Bristow's job. So she has been rather coy about whether, she'll vote for whoever the Democratic nominee is. And I think we all know that that's going to be Mike Madigan. I don't think that she should be in that role to have that choice. I think it's clear that I would not vote for him, and I don't intend to ever.
Amy Ellick, you are running in Illinois' District 111. A lot of people listening are Illinois residents or love somebody who is, but they may not be in your district. Explain a little bit of the larger picture for Illinois and how you winning this seat back would actually impact and maybe put a check and balance on the government and spending on Democrats in Springfield.
Sure. Well, having more Republicans in seats throughout the state is important for everyone, whether they live in my district or any district. The citizens of Illinois deserve to have better balance of Republicans versus Democrats in the state house, that's the way that you could potentially keep Mike Madigan from his, you know, another term as speaker. It's also a way that you can get bills through the House fairly and effectively so that we can implement better ethics reforms. For example, Mike Madigan is the reason that true ethics reforms are not getting through the state lawmaking process. He controls every aspect of the lawmaking process, and he stops these things in its tracks if it's not beneficial to him and his party. So we have got to, throughout the state, make sure that we have more balance in the state house.
Amy, I want to ask you about the progressive tax. And, you know, when we discuss the fair tax, as people are putting it out there, it is the same thing as the progressive tax. It's the constitutional amendment that is going to be on ballots in the state of Illinois. One thing that I stress over and over and over again is if this measure passes, that the legislature is going to, with a simple majority, be able to move and manipulate these tax brackets however they choose, which means that having Republicans take over some of these blue seats is more important than ever in the event that this does get a passage. What's your thought on this constitutional amendment, and how would you, as a representative, an elected representative, take care of making sure that the people of the 111th are thought of when that vote would come to pass in Springfield?
Well, as you know, Annie, I'm a CPA, and I have been for about 25 years. People definitely make decisions based on their taxes, especially small business owners. Monica Bristow voted to put the quote, fair tax amendment on the ballot. As a CPA, I think a flat tax is what's fair, and that is not what this amendment is going to institute a graduated income tax structure, which hurts the job creators in our state. We are giving more and more of our money to Springfield every year in the form of previous tax increases, those fee increases, let's not forget about, that took effect, and the gas tax, things like that. We're already giving them more than enough money. The problem in Illinois is a spending problem. It's not a revenue problem. Giving more of our money, regardless of income level, is not what's going to help fix the state's financial problems.
I've seen some literature that's out there talking about, it's basically saying you hate old people in nursing homes. And it's threatening people with you, almost implying that you own and operate a bunch of nursing homes here. I just want to give you the opportunity to set the record straight here on what you do, who you are, and some of the accusations that have been made to you in these, you know, they're laughable to me because they're so heinously ridiculous, these hit pieces that come out. But I can imagine if I were in your shoes, I wouldn't think it was very funny. I'd be pretty upset about it.
I think it's just mind-boggling that this lie continues to be perpetuated by Bristow and Madigan. So, yes, I would like to be very clear. I do not own or manage any nursing homes. I am an employee of an assisted living facility, one assisted living facility. I'm an employee. I'm working less than part-time now. I don't share in any profits. And something that was questioned recently was, well, maybe your family owns or manages. No, we do not. I don't even know where some of this stuff is coming from, but no, we do not own or manage nursing homes. And most importantly, I am not looking to force seniors into nursing homes. The programs such as Meals on Wheels and in-home health care, those are exactly the kinds of things that we should be prioritizing in our state, not putting seniors in nursing homes. I think that assisted livings actually are an excellent way to keep people independent as long as they can possibly be. So thank you for giving me that opportunity to set the record straight on that.
Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show you, like, listening to you explain this is what I've heard from other people who have run against the Madigan machine. I mean, let's be honest here. You're not running against Monica Bristow. You're running against Mike Madigan. Mike Madigan wants the district, the 111th district, to be his district. He doesn't want it to belong to the people of the 111th. He wants to be able to manipulate how the 111th district votes when they get to Springfield. And that's why he's given Monica Bristow over $2 million. And that's why she tap dances around the idea of, I'll support whoever the Democrats put up for speakership. Because, you know, Mike Madigan blesses the way Monica Bristow is behaving, and you've got to fight against it. And there have been so many just absolutely heinous, ridiculous assertions that are they're hard to fight back with, other than just to say, I don't know where this is coming from. This is not true. There's no substance to this. You've been a victim of this now, as have many people across the entire state of Illinois at the hands of Mike Madigan.
Yes, you're correct. These same arguments are being used in other races here this year in this cycle, but they've also been used in other races. So I also feel that it doesn't matter if it was me or somebody else running against Madigan's handpicked candidate. Whoever it was going to have these things said about them in some way, shape, or form. So, you know, they're not true. So, you know, I don't know what else I can say other than just check out my website and check out my Facebook page. You know, just maybe give me the chance to explain and understand that these are things that are being used throughout the state. This is not who I am.
Amy Ellick, running for the 111th District in Illinois against Monica Bristow. Every ounce of support that you have left to give right now, I would encourage you to send Amy's way. This is an amazing opportunity for Republicans to gain a seat in the House. And Amy, you're a friend of mine, and it's a pleasure to have you come on here. And we are rooting very, very hard for you in the home stretch to pull out this win.
Thank you so much, Annie. I appreciate your support and having the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.